May 16. Moving among the students. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The Lord God of heaven has caused His Holy Spirit from time to time to move upon the students in the school, Battle Creek College, that they might acknowledge Him in all their ways, so that He might direct their paths. At times, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit has been so decided that studies were forgotten, and the greatest teacher the world ever knew made His voice heard, saying, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you, and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light." Matthew chapter 11, verses 28-30. The Lord knocked at the door of hearts, and I saw that angels of God were present. There seemed to be no special effort on the part of the teachers to influence the students to give their attention to the things of God. But God had a watcher in the school, and though His presence was unseen, yet His influence was discernible. Again and again there have been manifest tokens of the presence of the Holy Watchman in the school. Again and again the voice of Jesus has spoken to the students, saying, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear My voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with Me." Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. The Lord has been waiting long to impart the greatest, truest joys to the heart. All those who look to Him with undivided hearts, He will greatly bless. Those who have thus looked to Him have caught more distinct views of Jesus as their sin-bearer, their all-sufficient sacrifice, and have been hid in the cleft of the rock, to behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. When we have a sense of His all-sufficient sacrifice, our lips are tuned to the highest, loftiest themes of praise. Special Testimonies on Education, pages 77 and 78.